James Carlton's here with the news headlines.
Good morning, Fran. And the Catholic Church says it has nothing to fear and has vowed to cooperate fully with the wide-ranging Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse announced by the government. A major corruption inquiry into the issuing of mining licences in New South Wales will today hear evidence from two former New South Wales premiers, Morris Yemmer and Nathan Rees. The BBC has stumbled into another major embarrassment, already mired in the mess caused by its domestic programming blunders. Now it's trying to fend off mounting criticism over its decision to pay the Director General who resigned, George Entwistle, about $715,000 for the 54 days he lasted in the job. And America's Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will touch down in Perth this morning ahead of high-level security talks with her Australian counterparts. And Australia will go into the final day of the opening cricket test against South Africa in good spirits following a spectacular performance by Michael Clarke and Ed Cowan on day 4.